Hang Out with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio on this beautiful Friday in Johannesburg. I hope that your week has been as productive as mine, and I hope that your weekend, no matter what you have planned, be it some R&R and downtime or spending time with friends and family or heading out, whatever you're getting up to in this beautiful city of ours, I hope that it is absolutely spectacular. I've got a great show lined up for you, as always, through from Cell C donating 100,000 Rand to breast cancer, which is pretty epic. Two shows that are coming up at Joburg Theatre, as well as I get to chat to the producer Bernard J about Pinocchio, which is the pantomime that's opening in November this year. So very excited. I love a good panto, as you know. So that was awesome to catch up with him. And then I also get to have a very exclusive interview with the executive chef at the Da Vinci Hotel and Suites, Sylvester Nair, and find out a little bit more about the man behind the chef. So do stay tuned. It is going to be a fantastic show. So as I said, Cell C have handed over a check for an amazing 100,000 Rand to the Reach for Recovery's Ditto project. So the money was raised from the annual Cell C Playing for Pink Ladies Invitational Polo. And the funds go towards providing women who have had mastectomies after being diagnosed with breast cancer and providing them with silicone prosthesis, which I think is kind of cool. And if it were me, I think that would be something pretty awesome. I know I can only imagine, the loss of power and the loss of your femininity. So being able to restore that and give the women a little bit more of a boost is something absolutely fantastic. So Suzette Funamuva, who's the managing executive of the Cell C Foundation, says Cell C has a strong focus on the empowerment of women in South Africa, and the polo event aligns itself with so many of our objectives. While the event itself entertains and delights, the real objective of this initiative is to create awareness and raise funds for Reach for Recovery and the wonderful work that they do. And of course, the 12 Miss South Africa 2017 finalists who are in the throes of preparing for the finale pageant on the 26th of March this month at Sun City got to take part in the handover and also got to listen to some of the awesomely inspiring stories of the cancer survivors. And it's kind of cool that they were able to support them and be, you know, part of the invaluable work that Reach for Recovery does. So that's pretty awesome. If you want to take part in the next Cell C Playing for Pink Ladies Invitational Polo, it's taking place at the Ananda Country Club on Saturday, the 28th of October this year. So you can get your tickets on ticketpros.co.za for that. So big ups to Cell C. Really, really well done. Now, as we know, Joburg Theatre has confirmed two amazing shows for the end of this year and beginning of next year. And the one coming up in November is the annual pantomime, which is really, really exciting. I love the pantomime. And this year it's going to be Pinocchio. So they have selected all the cast. They're going to start rehearsing on the 9th of October, and the pantomime will officially open on the 12th of November. And I got to catch up with Bernard J and find out a little bit more about what went into the casting for the pantomime.
Casting our annual pantomime at Joburg Theatre is always a great pleasure, as the genre of pantomime allows us to really put into practice diversified casting, as well as even some gender-free casting. This year we have a girl playing Principal Boy, and of course a man playing the Dame role. Janice Hunneman and I always try to mix the company with some well-experienced panto regulars, such as Toby Cognate playing Geppetto Spoleto in this year's Pinocchio, and some newcomers straight out of theatre school. With 75 performances over 9 weeks, the panto is the best jumping in the deep end experience for young performers.
A big thank you to Bernard Jay for taking time out of his very hectic schedule to chat to us. And I'm really looking forward to seeing Pinocchio a little bit later this year at Joburg Theatre. Something else that's coming up at Joburg Theatre that may be of interest to you, I think it's pretty cool. The jazz and soul princess Zoe Modiga is now launching her eagerly awaited album, which is called Yellow, the novel. It's a novel, it's an album. I'm not really sure how that works, but that is taking place on Friday, the 24th of March at The Fringe, which is one of the smaller theatres located in the Joburg Theatre Precinct at 8 p.m. So the music industry sat up and took notice of the name Zoe Modiga when she won the 2015 SAMRO Overseas Scholarship Competition for singing jazz music. But it all unfolded last year when Modiga became a household name as one of the most popular contestants in the first season of The Voice South Africa. She reached the top 8. She was born in Pietermaritzburg, and her love for music has been ongoing since a very young age. She was encouraged to attend the National School of the Arts in Braamfontein, where she studied classical piano, clarinet, and vocals. And her time at the school provided an absolutely excellent platform to pursue music as a passion and a career in her later years. So she's worked with some absolutely amazing performers. She shared the stage with the likes of Lyra, Ladysmith Black Bambaza, The Kiffness, Sibusiso Dlamini, tons more, Benjamin Jephthah, I mean, tons and tons more. So it's really, really exciting that she is bringing out her own album. And you may recognize her voice from the track Amazing Grace, which is part of the film score written by Kyle Shepherd for the Oscar-nominated movie Num Me Scully. So if you know that movie and you remember that song, that was Zoe Modiga, ladies and gents. Her 23-track album has a very soul, jazzy, African feel to it. And the launch promises to be absolutely spectacular. So the tickets range from 150 to 200 Rand. An advance booking is essential as the space at The Fringe is a little bit limited. So the bookings are now open at joburgtheatre.com, or you can give them a call 0860 670 670 to book your tickets. And you can also get your hands on Yellow, the novel, which is Zoe's album that will be on sale for 70 Rand after the show. Otherwise, it's going to be 200 Rand in stores. So if you want to check out more about Yellow the Novel, about Joburg Theatre, and about Zoe Modiga, please head through to my website, heatherhook.com, and hit on the Yellow the Novel post. Kind of cool. Yay. Stepping away from theatre and more into nature, if you're into bird watching and a bit of exercise, why not join the Parkview Residents Association? They have... It's actually quite interesting. You're going to get to explore one of the city's undiscovered bird sanctuaries, which is actually the Parkview Golf Course, of all things, for a guided bird walk on Thursday, the 23rd of March. Okay, so how does Parkview Golf Course become a bird sanctuary? So Joburg has developed its own macroclimate over the past few decades, and many woodland birds have migrated into the city, and there are more and more varieties of birds that are arriving in the city, obviously, as you know, lands gets denuded, etc., etc. So the birds are now winding up in the city. And it's really cool. The golf course is really, really beautiful. And although it's usually enjoyed by golfers, there's obviously tons of beautiful areas and leafy trees which offer bird food and nesting opportunities for these birds that are now in the city. So some of the birds that have been spotted included the black sparrowhawk, white-breasted cormorant, the lesser honeyguide, and step buzzard. And there are also apparently some African harrier hawks and spotted eagle owls that are also regular visitors to the golf course. So this actually really sounds like fun. The walk will be guided by ornithologists from Africa Nature Training, and it is completely free to all birding enthusiasts. You do need to book your spot, however, as space is limited. Registration takes place from 6 till 6:30. Reminder, this is Thursday, the 23rd of March. That's at the Parkview Golf Course. So you can just rock up there, go and register, and then go on the walk from 6:30. And then afterwards, there will be a breakfast set served. There will be a surcharge of 100 Rand per person, which will be available in the clubhouse. So if you do want to book, you need to get hold of Tracy on 011-646-5400, or you can drop her an email. That's Tracy with an E, so Tracy EY, at parkviewgolf.co.za. Sounds like loads of fun. And before we wrap up, I'm so excited. I recently got to spend some time with the executive chef at the Da Vinci Hotel and Suites, Sylvester Nair, and I got to find out a little bit more about behind the man. Everybody knows a chef, he cooks great food, wonderful, but I wanted to know, where did he come from? How did he wind up in chefing? Has it always been a passion? How did he wind up doing what he does? And what does he do in his downtime? Because that's most important. Have a little listen as I chat to Sylvester Nair.
I grew up in a small town in Durban called Verulam. It's just on the north coast. My culinary journey started when I was about 9 years old. I was trying to cook at home. All I ever did back then was scrambled eggs with lots of sugar in it. And I always told my dad that I wanted to become a chef. And lucky enough for me, my dad is a chef, so he was always trying to get me out of the industry. So he used to take me to work and work me like a real man. And I think he saw since then that I was definitely going to become a chef. And from that age onwards, I was always with him in the kitchen or at family get-togethers with my grandmother or my mother. Funny enough, my grandmother was a chef as well. So I picked up a lot of my culinary trends from them and also my skills. And I moved to Cape Town in 2008. I studied at the Culinary Academy there. And from there, I worked with George Jardine at Jardine's. I worked with Chris Erasmus at Ginger for a while. Then I moved to Five Flies Restaurant and Bars with Leon Couture, where I spent 6 months of intense training and pushing out lots of covers. I learned how to work under pressure there. And yeah, since then I've been in the kitchen nonstop. I moved back to Durban and I became an executive chef. And it's just been up since then. I've had many pinnacle points in my life so far. One of them has to definitely be taking the role of executive chef at Da Vinci Hotel and Suites. And yeah, that's my culinary life in a nutshell. Personally, I enjoy driving fast cars. I enjoy watching EFC and UFC. I love fashion. I love people. I love to make people happy. And I think through that, every day, through my food, I speak. And I make lots of people happy in that way. And that's me, the man behind the chef.
I love finding out things that I didn't know about people, or finding out like what makes people tick. You know, you often see people like dressed in a certain way or behaving in a certain way at work. And I find it really interesting to find out a little bit more about what they enjoy doing. So I hope to be doing more of these behind the man and behind the woman. So do stay tuned for that. I think it's going to be loads of fun. And that is it, unfortunately, for me this week. I'm almost out of time. If you do want to connect with me, please head through to my website, heatherhook.com. Everything that I've spoken about or the people that I've interviewed on the show, everything's on the website. So you can go and check it, check all the articles out there and comment and do whatever you need to do, get engaged. And if you want to get engaged with me on social media, my Twitter handle, Heather L. Hook. I'm on a Facebook as well, facebook.com/HeatherLHook. Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. And as I said, my website, heatherhook.com. If there's an event going on that you are involved in and you would like me to be there, or you think that I need to be covering it for the listeners of Niche Radio, please drop me an email, heather@heatherhook.com. That's it from me. I will be back with you again next week. Have a beautiful day. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.